Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night. The Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for giving me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word of Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2. MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we'll give unto you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, you know, for those of you that have been following us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. Before we go into the lesson, the message today, we open up with prayer. So once again, wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me and let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, we humble ourselves before you because we acknowledge who you are. You are the all-wise, all-knowing God. You are all-powerful, and none is greater than thee. And therefore, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise today. And we thank you, Lord, for the many things you have done for us. But once again, we petition you again that not only for the presence of your Spirit, but that through your Spirit you will release the revelation, that you will release the light and understanding we so desperately need to come from you. So therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon us. And we know, Lord, that according to your word, that if we pray according to your will, your word says you hear us. So, Lord God, we want to thank you for hearing our petition right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. I want to come from the book of Genesis, chapter 11. And I want to read the first seven verses in Genesis, chapter 11. The message for the message that is for this day. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. If you have your Bibles with you, I ask that if you would open your Bibles to this chapter. Genesis 11, we're going to look at and read verses 1 to 7. For those of you that are listening, perhaps maybe you are in a place where you don't have your Bible. I just ask for your undivided attention. And I ask that whether you have a Bible with you or not, ask the Lord about what I'm giving tonight. Amen. I don't tell anyone to not ask God of anything that I'm giving on the broadcast, okay? Because he is the commander chief and he is the main one that we need to go to. We are just instruments. I'm talking about us as believers in his hands to be used by him to deliver his message. But in his message, we are still directed by him to point the people to him. Amen. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. And the word of God said, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men build. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they will begin to do, or this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. The title of the message today is, People in Shinar, You Won't Escape the Judgment. People in Shinar, you won't escape the judgment. There are those who think that they can come up with their own thing to escape the judgment of God. They won't go the way God said by faith and repentance. But the truth is that they will not escape the judgment unless they do things God's way. The title being People in Shinar. Shinar represents a place that many have come to where they have tried to make a name for themselves. And in that thing of trying to make a name for themselves, they have committed deception, undermining. They have committed all types of sin just to get a name for themselves. And the word of the Lord has come to them, whether God has straightway spoken to them in dreams or visions or sent others to them to say, repent, repent of this thing that you're doing. This word is not only, quote, let's say, for them in the world who have come to this place of Shinar, but it is representing even some who are professing to be Christians. Because now you hear more and more this day, my ministry, I'm trying to get my ministry. And don't get me wrong, God has blessed us in the individual level with particular ministries. But you have to go by the right way in operating in the ministry that God has called. But there are those who are trying to make such a name for themselves that they're operating in the way of evil. Hallelujah. History about this text that I read shows that when the people went to build this tower, that they said that let us build this city and tower whose top may reach unto heaven. They built it, or they was aiming to build it to reach heaven for a purpose. Because history shows that even under the connection with Nimrod, they thought that they could escape the judgment. Or in other words, if a flood would come again, they would be able to escape it by building such a tower that would reach it to heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because remember, in the book of Genesis chapter 6, the flood represents the judgment. And so these people had it in mind that, hey, if we build this tower to reach to heaven, then whenever a flood would come, we would be able to dodge it. We would be able to survive it. It won't get us. And there are those today who think that by their own ways and own means that they can escape the judgment of God when God has told them to repent. The only way you can escape the judgment is through faith and repentance. The only way you can escape the judgment is from confession and repentance. Hallelujah. Faith, confession, and repentance. But now you have some today that don't want to repent. You have some today that don't want to confess their sin. And therefore, because of them wanting to make a name for themselves. Hallelujah. They're willing to deceive and undermine, and that's what they've been doing. Framing people and that of that nature, because to make a name for themselves, putting people down and putting themselves up, backbiting and gossiping, just to make a name for themselves. And the word of God has come to them on different occasions to say, repent of this thing. Many have turned their head and kept on what they're doing and thinking. Get this, remember, in this passage, when they came to Shinar, the Bible said, they said, go to, let us make brick. Okay? Let us make brick. So, in other words, they came to the land where they didn't have a sufficient thing that they needed to build, or the brick or the whatever they needed to build this tower. So they went to make it themselves. And you got people dependent on man-made things, thinking that when they have it, that will keep them and help them escape the judgment. Hallelujah to God. Man-made doctrines, man-made commandments, and even goods of this world, that some of them think just because they got plenty of goods, that would keep them. My God. Hallelujah. And because of having this plenty of goods, they are starting to think above others. And when they doing this and committing these sins and these atrocious things against even their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, they don't think they need to repent because of, quote, what they have in their possession. My God. Hallelujah. You know, just like I've heard some people on YouTube, for example, talking about tithing, saying that you don't have to give tithing, that was under the old law, and telling people that you're being deceived, where they're the ones who are wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Because tithing was not in connection with, quote, the law of Moses, which we don't practice anymore. In fact, Abraham gave tithe before the law of Moses was even given out. Amen? That 10% belongs to God. Hallelujah. And God said, if you take that 10%, you're stealing from me. Because he said, would a man rob God? Hallelujah. And you got people that don't pay their tithing, and because of their, quote, plenteous goods, they think they're kept from losing anything. They thinking that I got so much now. I'm not worried about losing anything. It won't hurt me. Well, I want you to understand something. A curse can hit three major areas concerning man: the spirit realm, the soulish realm, and the physical realm. Amen. And so therefore, even if you have plenty of goods, a curse can hit your finances where you can lose all your goods. Amen. And you haven't been paying your tithes. And someone that's been listening, you know who you are. You haven't been paying your tithing. And the word of God says you're cursed with a curse. Hallelujah. And the word had come to you before about paying and tithing, and you won't do it. And you thinking you're going to escape the judgment by the plenteous goods that you got. But you fail to understand that when the judgment or the curse hits even your finances, the plenty of goods you have, you can lose it all. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says in verse 3 that they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And from what I understand, brick and stone both have durability, but stone is stronger. And they was using a replacement of man-made thing to build a tower. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't trample your house upon that, or your life, or your household, or you pastors in the local church, upon that which is man-made and expect to stand, or expect to escape the judgment. In fact, you can't build that on man-made stuff and expect to survive the trials. But once again, this message is dealing with those who are, number one, they said, let us build this tower and let us make a name for ourselves. And once again, you got some out there, you got many out there, you got some sinners who have done some undermining stuff. And God has sent a word to them and told them, said, accept me as Lord and come out of this stuff, and they refuse to do it. And they think that because of what they have, man-made praise or praise of man and all that, is going to protect them and cause them to escape the judgment that will come. Hallelujah. But it's not going to protect you. It's not going to help you escape the judgment that's to come. As well, even as some who are professing to be Christians, just to make a name for themselves, once again, they're stepping on people. They're plotting against people. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That bring me to mind of something that God said in the word of the Lord. And I want to read this scripture to you here. And it comes out of one of the messages that the Lord sent called the 73rd message, which is the 73rd time that Jesus sent the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, as he spoke of Matthew 17 and Malachi 4. He sent him August the 12th, 1949, amen, for the 73rd time. And this would just come to me now. What he said in the word, he said, let the faithful take courage and lift up, for the authority and trust is placed upon you, and you have not denied. But those that are full of doubts, fears, envy, and revenge shall not stand. Those that speak lightly of the words I bring shall not be numbered with you. Let their names be removed, for they are not part of those that love truth. Yet they say we love the Lord. And get this, and do scatter seeds of evil all the day long. They work to destroy and know not the Lord's words and will. Their minds are darkened, and they see not because of their traditions. Therefore, the tradition and sins of men have ruled their lives and do destroy them because they will not repent. Do you hear that? He said, there are those who do scatter seeds of evil all the day long over the period of time. So there are those who are even in the church, even among those that are claiming to be Christians in the body of Christ, who is trying to make a name for themselves, doing it by scattering seeds of evil, looking for an envious gain because they're out to make a name for themselves. And they think that, hallelujah, that which is a man that they're so secure and wrapped up in is going to help them escape the judgment. But see, God has called to repent. Hallelujah. And sad to say, my Lord, it's going to be a rough day in the land. Because the people in Shinar, the people who is in that place, doing what they can do, thinking that what they're doing can cause them to escape the judgment. The same ones that are in that place, trying to make a name for themselves, the judgment is going to hit. Because they will not repent. To keep, once again, this is what we must remember. God has given us the formula to escape the judgment. He said, faith and repentance, confession. Once again, you know, there are those whom God has sent the word to. This is not the only word that has come to them through me. There are others that God has sent to you to tell you to repent, and you brush them off. There are some who pull you to the side and try to talk to you, and you brush them off. God had even given you dreams, and in the dreams sent a message of you to repent, and you shook it off. Some of you have had visions. And in that vision, you were given a message to repent, You shook it off. You may have turned on the TV and listened to a minister preaching. And when he was preaching, the Spirit of the Lord was bearing witness and speaking to you, saying, hey, this word is for you, but you shook it off. And you think that all the praise of man that you've been getting by you trying to go forth and make a name for yourself is going to help you escape the judgment. You are badly deceived. You're badly deceived. God, my God, my God. This had come to me today, and as I was in the Word of God today, about this place of Shinar, and how when the people came here, and I come to understand through the research that they were building this tower calling themselves Escaping the Judgment. Or escaping, in other words, they were building this tower, let me put it to you this way, thinking that if a flood come again, that they were escaping. Hallelujah. You got people today thinking that they outmaneuver God. In fact, the world already thinks it. This nation itself, for the greater part, already thinks it. For example, when God speaks against fornication and adultery and have had some of his people even go out in this nation and tell them, say, listen, God is warning you about committing adultery and fornication. It will open up a door for curses. And the curses can come through that sexual sin. That some of them have depend on what man had made, like condoms and things of that nature, say, oh, I'll be well protected. But even man has to tell you it's not 100% proof. And you have some that depending on these things and they thinking it's going to help them escape the judgment. I have to say this, but in that area, they're going to get a wake-up call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't mean to be funny to say this. You have some people that have gotten AIDS, not just through homosexual acts, but just sleeping around with a lot of people. Why? Because when it came to sex, that was not God's intention. That was not in his plan. In fact, why do you think that when he made Adam, he only made one woman, Eve? He did not pull three or four women from Adam and say, you can have them. You understand what I'm saying? One woman. Now, I wasn't intended to say this part tonight, but praise be to God. Somebody needs to hear this. Glory to God. And now even in the church, people starting to act like that when you preach against or preach about waiting to get married to have sex, they think it's funny now. The world already think it's funny. They think you're crazy to saying something like that. Now that spirit has crept in the church, and now you got church folks starting to giggle and make you think that you're crazy because you're preaching such a thing. That's why it's going to be wake-up calls. Oh, God, have mercy. Shata Bokosha. It's going to be a wake-up call in that area, people. It's been a glory. Hallelujah. You cannot outmaneuver, outthink, outplay God. You can counsel it. It's not happening. You can't do it. And you're sitting there listening to the devil bring these kind of thoughts to your head, making you think you're bigger than what you are, when God has already been sending a word to you to repent of particular things you've been doing just so you can, quote, make a name for yourself. Amen. You know, that was a, if I could say, a popular phrase or big phrase when I was coming up when you had a guy fooling with a bunch of women or sleeping with a bunch of girls. That was the term was He trying to make a name for himself. And that's what many of them did. They were trying to make a name for themselves. The more girls you sleep around with, the bigger your name is. You know, one of the names that came out about the guys was called a playboy. You ain't nothing but a playboy. And I saw many guys in my time growing up, how that spirit got on them when they thought of themselves or was called a playboy. Because they think that was something cute. And so to continue or to make a name for themselves, they would flirt with certain girls. And certain girls, they capture their heart and all that just to sleep with them. And then once they, and most of them, listen, people, I'm not trying to be vulgar when I say this, but most of them, when they have slept with them one time, they didn't want to fool with them no more. I tell you what I know personally of guys that did that when I was coming up. Because that's the playboy thing. You were making a name for yourself. Sad to say, that spirit has crept in the church. Glory, I got to say this. That's why you got some preachers sleeping around with different sisters in the congregation. Because what? They're out to make a name for themselves. And God has been sending a word to them and said, repent, turn away from it. And what's so bad about it, most of them that are doing it is already married themselves. Amen. And get this, sad to say, some of the women that they fooling with know that he's married. Why? Because he's the pastor of the church. They know they see his wife. And see, God is even talking to them also and say, listen, stop that. Repent of that. Repent. Come out of it. But they won't. God said, no matter what you do, you're thinking that sneaking around doing it is protecting you. It ain't. Keeping it, as they say, on the down low, it's protecting you. It's not. You're not going to escape the judgment because the warning has come to you many times. And now the judgment, because you refuse to hear, refuse to repent, refuse to confess and acknowledge and turn away from that thing. And God said, now comes the judgment. The Bible says here that what did God do? He confounded their language, that they couldn't understand one another's speech. Hallelujah. The judgment where they was confounded. My God. Many is going to be confounded. Because understand this, they was building a tower that God did not command them to build. And you got people who's trying to make a name for themselves so bad that they're doing stuff that God had not commanded them to do. And in the process of doing this thing, they are bruising and hurting and wounding even their own fellow brothers and sisters in Christ along the way. Just to what? Make a name for themselves. Glory. Lord have mercy. And now the judgment of being confounded is fin to hit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What people must understand, we all must understand, that God is serious about repentance and confession, that it's not a game. And some of us is pulling the he's the loving God card. We are pulling the he understands card to avoid repenting and confessing that sin. But I don't care what kind of card you pull. You know, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You know, just like sometimes I have encountered people, when they want me to do a certain thing, they try to talk on the level with me as a Christian, even though they're not a Christian themselves. And sometimes I just sit there and look at them and said, you really think I'm crazy, ain't you? You think because you want to talk like a Christian, I'm supposed to just up and do that thing because you claim it or call yourself talking like a Christian. No, I'm not crazy. Jesus, hallelujah. You cannot go against God and win. Period. I feel like somebody needs to tell you that you cannot go against God and win. He is victory. You want to talk about victory? If I had to pick somebody's name that would stand for victory, it would have to be Jesus. Amen? It would have to be him. Hallelujah. And see, this thing with those who try to make a name themselves, they're getting together with others. Because notice that here in the Bible, they said, let us make a name, let us make us a name for ourselves. So you got people in little cliques in the churches. Even in the world, you got these different cliques and groups. You got these secret societies and stuff trying to make a name for themselves. So they're willing to kill, sacrifice people, do whatever they had to do to those who are already poor, willing to do all that to do what? To make a name for themselves. And you have these groups, these secret societies, these groups that's coming together doing this thing. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care how powerful they seem to be on this earth. I don't care what they have, how much, quote, poor they have on this earth. They will not be able to escape the judgment when it hits. So my advice to any of you that's listening who have joined in these fraternities, sororities, and secret societies, I advise you to repent and come out of them, because the judgment is going to hit these fraternities and these sororities and these secret societies because of the evil seed that they have been planting and have planted. And if you're professing to be a Christian and you're a part of it and you don't repent and come out of it, it's going to hit you too. See, I've seen and found out that even some who are professing to be Christians even like or even join these secret societies and these sororities and fraternities, quote, to get a name for themselves. Some of them who are in these fraternities and sororities, they'll go join a church because now having a church and being a member of the church goes on part of your, quote, resume. And that's why when some of them die, you hear at the eulogy or at the funeral, they read it, well, so-and-so, he was a member of so-and-so-so and so-and-so and member of this church, they read off all the resume. Even when some of them are running for a particular office in a city, all that is put on their resume. They are a member of such and such sorority or such and such fraternity and other blah, blah church and blah, blah, this and this and that, and throw it all up there, got this 6 degrees and all this stuff. They throw all that up there. Amen. And that's why I had did a thing on it. Back in the fraternity sorority, that's why they have you do it. See, many of them join, quote, a part of that organization to make a name for themselves. And that's why they're willing to do stuff that they, quote, can't tell you under the oath and vows that they make to join and become a member of that fraternity or sorority. That's just like gangs. Some gangs, when you join them, to make a name for yourself to join them, you have to kill a person. And some of them, when they kill them, they put a tattoo of a teardrop on their over there under their eyes. And for some, if I'm not mistaken, it represents that, hey, they did what they had to do to get in the gang. And most time what that is that they kill someone. Amen. But I don't care. Once again, you can hide in your fraternities, your sororities, in your gangs, in your secret society. I don't care where you hide at, but that will not help you escape the judgment. And like I said, this word is going to especially those whom God has been dealing with, telling you to repent of such and such a thing, come out of it. When you try to make a name for yourself, you've been doing dirt, deceit, undermining stuff, backbiting, gossiping. You've been doing all that to make a name for yourself. Amen. There's some guys who don't mind taking over the pastor in the pulpit, and so they'll go behind the pastor back and talk about him to the members. But talk big on themselves to the members and say, now, if that were me, I wouldn't do that. I treat y'all like this. What are they trying to do? Make a name for themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. When they built this tower, and as you read in this passage, you can see that God didn't approve of it. God has openly been letting many know that the things that they've been doing, to quote, try to make a name for themselves, he has been letting them know he don't approve of it. Whether he has spoken in a vision or a dream or even through the mouth of others, he has been letting them know and revealing that, hey, I'm not pleased with this. I'm not pleased with what you're doing because you're trying to make a name for yourself, okay? Amen. There are those of you who God has assigned a certain people over you to teach you the word in the way of the Lord. And what has happened, you're so anxious to make a name for yourself that you broke under that teaching, you turned on them, and decided to go your own way. So I can hear God for myself. And that was not the route that God wanted you to go. And God had been dealing with you in your heart and telling you to confess that sin and repent and come go back, but you won't. You're still going on the same route, trying to make a name for yourself. And I'm gonna tell you, you won't escape the judgment that way. Some of you rising up against the leaders in the church because you try to make a name for yourself. You don't want to hear the pastor no more. You're telling everybody he's wrong. You're doing stuff in the open before the congregation to discredit him, to put him down, because you're trying to make a name for yourself, to try to make yourself big. But what you fail to understand is that not only is you causing damage with him, but you're causing damage to the other members of the church, because there are some babes that's around and they're looking at this thing, and instead of you helping them, you causing them to be turned in another direction. And God has called you to repent, but you won't hear. And there have been some that's among you been praising you for it, just patting you on the back and saying, way to go. You showed them, you told them. But I tell you once again, I don't care what kind of praise man give you, it won't help you escape the judgment. Hallelujah. Shut up, boy, shit up. Hey. Malaba kandanalobo shita go. I sense the witness of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So this message goes out to the people in Shinar, those who are in a place where they're trying to make a name for themselves. God said, okay, I don't care what man-made stuff you turn to, whether it's doctrine or traditions of man or any goods made by man, anything that you think going to help you escape the judgment, it ain't going to help you. Because God said, I've been telling you to repent and confess and turn away, but you won't hear. You have turned a deaf ear, and I'm telling you, now comes the judgment. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Some of these big time ministers who just been set out to make a name for themselves, doing all kinds of stuff, taking the people money. If you think that none of them, that God haven't been dealing with them, then, you know, you don't know God. Some of them have been given the word. A word has been sent to them from God, telling them to turn away from the thing that they're doing. But guess what? They've turned a deaf ear and continue to do it. You see, one of the things you're going to see You're going to see some of these mega churches go down. Because to be honest with you, some of them have been getting money off people for years. And definitely be some exposing. Amen. Going to be some exposing. Some of them already got millions of dollars, but they asking for millions of more dollars from the people to get certain things. Some of them in their congregations can barely pay their light bill. They come to the church and need the help, and they'll turn away from the church. But then the pastor can still ask you, say, hey, pay your tithes. And he's still getting his cut. I'm being real about it now. I'm being real about it. Now, if he was doing on full-time missionary work, then the church should help him, but not in his greed. See, we take some things God allow, and we just go overboard with it. We just take it to another level that God said, I didn't tell you to take it there. For example, I'm a minister, apostle, and a pastor, but I don't get paid, okay? Because I work a job, even though I pastor, I work a job, okay? Now, even if I wasn't working at all and doing all the full-time work in the work of the Lord in the ministry and the church support me, there still is certain boundaries that I need to stay at. In other words, if the church was supporting me because I'm doing no other job but the work of the ministry, then why would I go out there and get a $50,000 or $60,000 car and talk about, you know, I need this car? Or run up all types of bills in the house and talk about the church? No. And see, what has happened, some have taken advantage of that. Amen. Some in the ministry have sought and went out to make such a great name for themselves that if you ever told them, say, hey, we want you to come and preach at our church here, and they tell you, say, okay, well, this is how much you charge. Man, the prices that I've heard that they have charged, my God, $12,000 here. One of them was charged, I know one time, some people in a city next to where I stay now, about, I say 12, 15 minute drive, they try to get one of these, quote, big time televangelist ministers that's on TV now, try to get him years ago. And I was told that he charged them $20,000 plus the hotel room. And the hotel, they had to get rooms for his the people that was with him. Some referred to as entourage, but his people that with him. And the people couldn't get him. That's too much. See, we're taking that thing too far. See, what they need to do is go back and study the Bible. When Paul, Peter, the apostles, all of them travel, when they was traveling to other places to give the word of God, you didn't read them by setting up, say, okay, let's send a word to this city that if they want us to come there and preach the word, I need about 5,000 camels, 1,000 oxen, you know, because back then, to show you wealthy, when you had a lot of cattle and oxen and all that, it showed your wealth. And so you didn't read about them all requesting that before they will come there and preach the word. In fact, remember when I did that from the book of Acts, remember when Paul got that vision of the man saying, hey, come to Macedonia and help us. And he's talking with Silas and them about it. You didn't hear him say, with Silas, we need to send a messenger to Macedonia to tell the people that unless they have the ends for all y'all that come with me, and then we charge them so much and so much of this and so much of that, so much of that. If you don't have all that, I'm not coming. You don't read that. See, in this day and time, see, many of these ministers, they just went overboard. Overboard. I know one brother, one time, Brother David Terrell, I think he went over there to Africa. And he was talking to one of the Africans over there. And one of the Africans said, yeah, we got, and I'm going to paraphrase, he was talking about one of the big-time televangelists who is still on TV now. And the African told Brother Terra, he referred to him as the fat man from America. And Brother Terra said, them people, that man right there was talking to, I think they put up their house or something just to get him to come. Listen, God is going to put an end to all this merchandising of the word. See, it's no problem. You want to sow a seed this way. For one thing, y'all know that when we come on the Blog Talk Radio, we don't come on asking for money. Now, if you said, can I sow a seed toward y'all? Okay, you can do that. Whatever amount God put on your heart. I'm not going to tell you, say, hey, you know, like I went to a church one time, the people gave some money out, and then the pastor got up there and said, hey, we need so much more. We need so much more. Go back in there. And the people had to go back in their purses and wallets again. But listen, if you told me, I sincerely, hey, I want to sow a seed toward the ministry, blah, 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 can I do it? I tell you, yeah. If you say, well, how much? I say, whatever God puts on your heart. Amen? But other than that, we do not come on Blog Talk Radio asking anybody for some money. Amen. We don't do that. And those of y'all that have been faithfully listening know that I'm telling the truth. We don't do that. I've seen over years how that thing has been abused and misused. And now you see titles even on YouTube, the richest pastor in America, the richest pastor so-and-so. Wait a minute. This pastor's net worth blank. He's worth so many million. He's worth just, what is this? I just look at it. I was like, what is this? Amen. Now, would God bless you financially? Sure he would. But guess what? You know, one of the things I found out as I come get ready to close off soon, when God bless you, let's say money-wise, when God bless you with a great abundance, he don't bless you with that so you can sit back, as they said, like a fat rat, okay, and just chinka-chinka-ching, chuck it all in. That can be used to help someone. Listen. God bless me that, and I shared this with y'all before on the broadcast, that I've been able to sow seed, you know, Pastor, the brother James Robinson, as y'all heard, some of y'all heard Brother Lee talk about last night, and I got a witness in my spirit too that he's legit. And so, you know, he's been caring for him and his wife been caring for the children over there, you know, helping get water pumps and water to them and food, and there's those who've been in sex trafficking and all that, and I've been able to sow a seed to that, and listen, like I told y'all, when I told God, I said, God, I want to help people out. And he told me, hey, the money's already in your hand. And he showed me how to break down this, break down that, break down this, break down that. And I was able to sow seed. Why? To help someone. And see, that's been more in my heart. See, when you start looking at getting money because it's all about you, then you getting in a selfish spirit. Don't get me wrong. There's some things that we have needs that we need to tend to. There's some things God bless you with you want. But overall, you know, if you got millions of dollars, you should be asking, who can I sow seed to? Hallelujah. That's why I look at it like this. If I ask God for $500, he blessed me with $1,000. The next thing I want to know from him is, why did you give me extra? Where do you want me to sow? Do you want me to sow seed to what place and where? And see, many of us, we don't think about that. See, God has shown me about that some years ago, you know, because I was blessed financially, and I was like, thank you, Lord. And he just started bringing to me and said, okay, and I got to a point, I started saying, Lord, with this money you blessed me with, is there anything you want me to sow to? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I remember, as I get ready to close and go into prayer, that God had blessed me financially. This was back here. Or bless us, me and my wife financially. This is back here about, I don't know, 18, 19 years ago. And I remember I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, is there anything you want me to sow seed to? And I remember one of the brothers was talking about it was something going on in Africa that he was taking up any kind of sowing seed or donations for. And I remember God put on my heart to sow $100. And instead of sending it to the brothers as he was collecting it, I held it for about 2 or 3 weeks. And so we had a church conference, and the brother was there at the conference, and I'm sitting out there in the congregation, and the brother brings it up again about the situation in Africa and blah, and I knew in my spirit, I said, hey, I better go ahead and do this. So I went up and sold the seed of $100. Well, we had a break in assemblies, in the conference, and we was having lunch. And I'm going to tell you something. I guess God said, I'm going to show you with your obedience how I can bless you. And the return that will come to you is going to be greater than what I have you to sow. Do you know within maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes or an hour after I sold that seed of $100 that I was blessed with more than twice than what I gave? Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your word tonight. Thank you for this golden opportunity you've given. Given me to address the people with your word. Father, I pray that you'll water the seed that I've sown and cause the increase to come forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. And I thank you, Lord God, for keeping your people that have been hearing and listening to the broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that have been listening. Don't forget, Lord say the same tomorrow night. Brother Emmanuel Murphy comes on. Look for the advertisement. For the most part, it is at 7 o'clock p.m. And then, the Lord say the same. I shall return. I will say Tuesday, but the way it's going, we may have another special coming on Tuesday where Brother Lee's been opened up concerning the children. God's love for the children. So look for that advertisement Tuesday. And then the Lord say the same. Then Wednesday I should be back. Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement Wednesday or Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, I thank God for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.